ultra impressive. Lady Eli, of course, a champion, 5-time grade one winner, and Instagram certainly on the rise and one of the top horses along the road to the Kentucky Derby. What do they have in common? Well, they both came out of the Eddie Woods program and the Eddie Woods consignment. They join other champions consigned by Eddie Woods, Big Brown, Left Bank, Midnight Loot, and Spring in the Air. And Eddie is with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure you can never get enough of those two calls, huh?
No. They're always refreshing anytime you hear them.
Well, look, you're getting ready to send 9 horses under the gavel next week at Gulfstream for that Fasig Tipton Gulfstream sale. You come out of the OBS sale, which was highly successful as well. Where is this two-year-old sales market right now?
I think it's in pretty good shape. The top end of the market has always been very healthy. I think we had a very good sale in OBS there last week, or almost 2 weeks ago now. You know, where the market was very healthy and a lot of horses got sold for a lot of money. And I think it's going to continue on that way, you know, what with the top end been always the healthiest part of it.
How do you determine which horses you're going to sell at OBS and which ones you're going to bring to Gulfstream and Fasig Tipton?
Very difficult. I think you can bring your top end horses in either spot to either place. And what we try to do is divide our stock where they're not competing against one another and take an equal amount of nice horses to each spot. And, you know, you can kind of sell a different horse in OBS to some extent, a more of a hard-knocking horse, so to speak, where they're very difficult to move down a Gulfstream where it's very much a top-end sale. So hence your point, you know, what you would think are some of your top-end horses to the Gulfstream sale.
You know, Kip Elzer joined me earlier in the show. He talked about his consignment, and I asked him about some of his top horses, and I said, Kip, can you tell at an early stage when they come through your program that this is a horse that could be special? And, Eddie, when you look at those champions, horses like Big Brown and Left Bank and Lady Eli and Midnight Loot, when you look at them, did you know early on that this was a horse that could be a little bit different than just your ordinary everyday racehorse?
For the most part, for the really, really nice horses, yes. They show all the potential, they have all the class, and they do things with a kind of a style that any kind of young athlete does, like a serious high school ball player. You know, he's so far ahead of the others. But then, you know, to counterbalance that, we have plenty that have showed that same kind of promise, but they haven't had the same luck, or they weren't fortunate enough to face down to achieve the levels that them other good horses did.
Yeah, it's a good point. There are so many X factors that go into it. A horse can have all the talent in the world, and if they don't stay sound, then they don't get to show that talent and to the full extent. Instagram is a horse that's squarely on the Kentucky Derby trail right now, and Jerry Hollendorfer said that his last race was very, very good. He was very impressed with that effort, even though he didn't win. What do you remember about Instagram as a young horse?
Very straightforward horse. He wasn't particularly big when we bought him in July. He developed really well through the winter and into spring. He worked fantastic here in Gulfstream Park, and he looked the part, and hence he sold really well. And he went on to do good things to begin with. Then he just kind of needed some time. And I thought he ran a hell of a race in New York. You know, for all intents and purposes, he had the worst of it. He shipped from California to the depths of the winter in Aqueduct to run in a race there where everyone else has been localized. And I thought he ran a good race in a very strangely ran race.
Yeah, Jerry joined us on this program last week. And when we asked him about Instagram, you know, you can kind of read between the lines with trainers, and he kind of perked up a little bit. His voice went to another level. I think he's really high on this horse, Eddie.
Yeah, no, I think he's been high on that horse for a long, long time, and I think he just wants, and then he's hoping that horse just can do what he expects him to do.
So who's our potential next Big Brown Lady Eli Instagram in this 2-year-old consignment coming up next week?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be talking to you. We got a good group. The Curlin Colt The Flatter Colt is a very nice horse, the Silver Tongue Devil. The American Pharoah, like most of the American Pharoah, shows a lot of promise. The Tappet Filly, Seattle Smooth's beautiful, and the Palace Filly, Printing Up Jewel Vow, is very precocious looking. And, you know, we brought nine here, and there's none of them I wouldn't mind having right now just to go on. You know, it's just that's what you got to bring to this place, something you don't mind having.
Talking with Eddie Woods, he'll be consigning to that Fasig Tipton Gulfstream sale next Wednesday. The Under Tax Show is Monday at 9 a.m. down at Gulfstream Park. You can go to eddiewoods.com if you want to learn more about his success and, of course, the consignments and all of his horses he'll be selling not only next week but in the future sales as well. Eddie, when you're picking out yearlings that you're going to bring back as two-year-olds, what are some of the things that you're looking for that make you think that they could be a good two-year-old in training?
Well, we're looking for a horse that's going to turn into a good race horse, not necessarily a good two-year-old in training horse. Once upon a time, them, you know, really sharp, quick and looking horses were going to be good two-year-old in training horses because they were going to be quick and they'd put on a good show in the breed show. The whole two-year-old sale thing has evolved from there, where we now want to sell good horses, as in the Instagrams and the Lady Eli's of this world, and our other classic horses have come out of two-year-old sales, and that's what we're aiming at. So we're looking to buy as much quality as we can that'll turn into a top horse at the end of the day.
What's more important, pedigree or athleticism?
A bit of both. You know, you have to have the athlete to begin with, and then the amount of pedigree he has or the quality of the pedigree he has deems how much you're going to give from or get from. But the amount, a horse with a vast amount of pedigree that's not an athlete, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. Eddie Woods here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Again, stop by his consignment next week. Eddie, what barn are you going to be in?
24, I think it is.
24, okay. And the goal when you send those horses out on Monday morning is what? To go as fast as you can, or what are you looking for from them?
The goal for them is to have a very good professional-looking work that will make a really good video and for them to come home in good shape.
All right, there you have it. That's why he's been so good for so long. Are you going to be up at the Keeneland sale in April, Eddie, or no?
No, we will not. We're going to give that a pass this year.
Okay, but he will be active next week at that Gulfstream sale. Eddie, listen, I really appreciate all your support of what we do here on the network, and all the best next week at that Gulfstream sale, my friend.
Thank you very much, and good talking to you.